give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut, Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Live while Doctor Who is airing, it's me, the guy who's gonna tell you about his brand new Doctor Who podcast. That's the kind of fucking hypocrite I am, and I hope everybody realizes that and shuts off their fucking computers and throws them in a river for having me ever despoiled them. Welcome everybody, live from Alameda County, California. It's Saturday afternoon, Saturday night for many, many people. My name is Justin Robert Young. This is Jerry Saturday. It's way late this week. On this current course of Sly, the Jerry live stream will be Jerry Tuesday. In about 2 years, as it slowly slides from Friday to Saturday to Sunday to Monday. Eventually it'll reset, of course, which is good news for all of us. Welcome. If this is whenever we do it at a different time, I always notice that there are different kind of people who aren't able to listen to it at the other times that I'm on. And welcome. This is basically a show where I just want to talk about stuff that I want to talk about, and I just talk about it. And I want to be able to interact with you guys and just kind of go on really long rambling monologues, which is, a particular passion of mine, since I love to hear myself talk. What are we going to talk about today? Well, first and foremost, I'm going to talk about this gigantic road trip I'm about to start as of tomorrow, and I might be coming to a town near you. So, if you are in one of these towns that I talk about, then be on notice, because I'm going to come to your house, and I'm going to hug you. And it's not going to be a friend hug. It's going to be a really, really passionate hug. I give uncomfortable hugs. Ask anybody who I've hugged. I'm a real hugger. Man, I'll hug the shit out of you. Like, you're going to fucking leave, and you're going to know you got hugged, bro. You're going to be like, you're going to feel it a couple days later. You're going to be reaching for a box of cereal. Oh, God. Still kind of sore from that hugging. Ugh. And it's not hard. It's not pressure. It's mental. Mental, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I do. I hug you with my brain. This got really weird. What am I doing? Tomorrow morning, I get on a flight. It departs from San Francisco International Airport at 6:15 in the good goddamn morning, and I fly all the way across this great grand country of ours direct to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Why am I going to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? Fuck if I know. No clue. But I do know this. It's going to put me over the bonus into United's silver program. And from here on out, on any other little plane trip I take, I stand to be upgraded to first class. Ding, ding, dingily, ding. So I go from Philadelphia to Detroit. Detroit is where I pick up a car and I drive to Ann Arbor, Michigan. I have go games in the following cities: Ann Arbor, Michigan, Richmond, Virginia. Ann Arbor's Monday, Richmond's Wednesday, Baltimore Friday, and in between all those things. All right, so I go to from Ann Arbor. I'm gonna spend the night in Columbus, because I'm gonna see my platonic friend. We are platonic. Me and Ashley Paramore. Just wanna let you guys know we're platonic. Ain't nothing going on. I don't give a fuck what the paparazzi has to say about it at our fucking party that we threw. It's supposed to be a private fucking party. Well, I got people up in there prying into my business with cameras. It's Photoshop. It's like fucking Oscar De La Hoya when he had those pictures of him getting ridden by a dominatrix. Photoshop. It's amazing what you can do with computers these days. That's all I gotta say. So any pictures that looked like me and Ashley were kissing, listen, bro, computers, how the fuck do they work? I don't know, but apparently they can do that. Okay, so I'm going to see Ashley on Tuesday. Wednesday, I'm in Richmond, and then Wednesday night, I go to D.C. I will be in D.C. for one night, go to Baltimore. Baltimore that night, I fly off to Boston. But if you are in the cities of or around Ann Arbor, Michigan, Richmond, Virginia, or Baltimore, Maryland, holler at a player. You know, like I'll tell you what, I'm actually looking for somebody in fucking Ann Arbor that will direct me to a sports bar for which I can watch the Steelers Denver game. So if anybody's in Ann Arbor, wants to watch the fucking Steelers game with me, let me know. Cause I'm not gonna fucking lie, man. I arranged my entire schedule flying out so I could have time to watch the Steelers play football. That's who I am. That's the guy that stands before you on the computer. Okay. Mookow says he's in Livonia, half hour drive. All right. That's the first half. It pretty much brings me to the end of the first week. Now we fly to Boston. Boston, I'm in Boston for a little bit. I'm in Boston. I get in late Friday night. I'm in there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I leave Wednesday. Now Boston's going to be a little bit more complicated for me, in terms of seeing people, just because there's a lot of people there that I've known forever that I got to kind of catch up with, because I'm very rarely in Boston. Because that's what happens when you go to a Northeast school like Syracuse, when you're not a Northeasterner, is you wind up fucking not living in the Northeast like everybody has been destined to their entire fucking lives when they grow up in the Northeast. And you fucking don't see your friends much. So I would like to see them. I'll have plenty of time to see them, and I'd love to catch up with a bunch of Diamond Club people. So, I mean, I know Adam 12 is out there. Of course, P. Delahenty is out there, and I'll definitely have to figure that out. So we'll be in touch, but I am there for a little bit. So I'm there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Tuesday, we're doing a big fat go game. I don't know if I can say this. I think I can say this. We're doing a big fat go game for, you want to, just so I don't piss people off, I'll say it's a major video game company and it's in support of a big video game coming out, and it's not a coincidence that we're doing it in a city that has rich tradition in terms of the Revolutionary War. How's that for a few hints, gumshoes? So there. That's what me and Brett will be out there. Brett's showing up way later, though. Brett's going to be there, I think, Monday afternoon. But me and Brett are running the game. It's actually going to be two games for journalists. You know, I don't know. It's going to be fun. I think it's going to be really fun. I don't know what our responsibility is going to be if we're allowed to talk about it or whatever. I think we probably are. I don't know if it's going to be a major thing, but it's a big, fat, hairy custom go game. It's going to be hilarious. Actually, I don't know whether I'm going to know anybody who's in the game because it's all journalists. Like, I asked Belmont. I thought Belmont might have done it, but I guess she didn't get those invites when she's not, like, hosting a video game show. It's just dumb. Because, like, she could probably reach as many people as a fucking video game magazine or a video game website. She's Veronica fucking Belmont, man. She's got, like, 1.5 billion followers. All right. From there, I go to Cleveland. Fly to Cleveland. Folks, all little chicks with the crimson lips say Cleveland rocks and Jerry's going to be there. They're saying two things. Cleveland rocks. I'm there on when? When am I there? I get in Wednesday. I'm there until Friday. And I'm staying with a couple friends. So if there's anybody in Cleveland, come on, baby. Holler at your boy. I was like seeing people on the road. I thought it was going to be a weird thing, to be honest with you. You know, I always wanted to kind of try it, but like I was kind of bolstered by, you know, the experience that I've had at past Dragon Con. And Miss 1776 is a good guess on what the game is going to be. Revolutionary War themed mist. As you slowly wander through empty signing halls. Okay, I wasn't sure what was, you know, how I was going to be meeting people on the road, and I only kind of did it just because I figured it would be a fun thing to try, and if it got weird, I just wouldn't do it again, but, like, there hasn't been an experience where I met somebody who's dug, you know, what I do on the internet, and they haven't been cool as fuck. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's really amazing to see, you know. You'd figure that you'd get creepers, that you'd get fucking people that were just weird, but I think internet fandom, and I was thinking about this a lot with the whole turquoise Jeep thing, that, like, internet fans are just different. It's just, like, you're bonding on a different level, you know. Like, people might be awkward, right, but, like, you're always, I mean, you know, you can't get over that. They're going to get magically not awkward if they're awkward people. You know, it's just, it's so interesting. And everyone's been so kind on the road and so amazing. And so I really do. When I go on big trips like this, you know, it's going to be lonely. Lonely for all gerbs on the road there. I'm going to have my parchment map, my compass, a dressing knife, and I'll make my way across the country, solving mysteries as I go along. The boss key? Maybe, but not yet. I need to find it as I excavate the dungeon. Excavate? Did I use that right? I don't think so. Let's talk about Dragon Con. Part of the reason why I like to meet people on the road is because with Dragon Con, I just literally love meeting people at Dragon Con. And this year was no exception. It was just, again, it was you know, the big difference this year than previous years was really the party. That was an amazing thing. Let me bring you guys behind the scenes, since we kind of kept this thing a secret right up until the end. We kind of went through a lot of revisions on what we were going to do with the party, and it was only really maybe two or three weeks before that we settled on doing it at the Ritz. We had thought about doing it. What I initially wanted to do was just lock down a bar, right? Is we go to a bar, lock it down, and open it up, and just people can fucking go cuckoo bananas and drink their goddamn heads off, and then maybe we have, you know, some live music and everything. And then the idea, well, actually, no, that was the secondary idea. The first idea was to have a suite that was literally just the Diamond Club, right? Like, we would call it the Diamond Club. We might have a signage that said the Diamond Club, and it would be like a suite that would maybe have a couple beds, but like one of those like multi-room sort of suites, and people could just, we would give out like the, we'd give out some keys to cool people, to maybe authors or something like that, and people could just come in and out. They could come up, hang out, drink. It could be like the lounge for in the, you know, for night parties. We could just kind of you know, totally have it be a gathering place for Chat Realm and everything. And that was really scuttled by the fact that there weren't any goddamn rooms like that, man. It was late in the game, and we could not find fucking anything. Like, there is an art to getting Dragon Con rooms. And you, really, the only times that you can even think about it are booking them right as they go on sale, or scrounging them up right as people fuck up and get, like, the initial, like, hey, welcome to the Sheridan. And then they're like, oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I signed up for that, didn't I? Oh, that was before I got hooked on crack. Oh, now I'm hooked on crack. I don't have any money. All the money I have is going to crack. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, no, I don't want to go. And then you get the crackheads room. So that's really the way to do it, you know, is to wait for the crackheads to panic. Meek says, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, the crackhead and his room. All right. So we wanted to do it, have a, as a gathering place. We wanted to lock down a bar, and then we wound up talking to Dodd Vickers. Dodd Vickers is a cool dude. He runs a magic website called Magic Newswire. And now he's like a real big shit in Atlanta running locations for movies, because Atlanta's become like a real cool place to do films. You know, like right now he's working on a movie called The Intern with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, I believe. So he's a big dude. He worked in hospitality forever. So we went and talked to him. He set up a you know, a place at the Ritz-Carlton. Since we had some money to burn, we were able to really do it upright, man. We did hors d'oeuvres. We did a bar, cash bar. Had some fucking drink tickets floating around. It was a sweet deal, man. I'll tell you what, it was really, really fun. If you weren't able to make it, like, I definitely suggest that you guys do it again. And, you know, maybe it went so well. I'll just say this. It went so well that I would love to do it again next year. Now, Obviously, this was only predicated on the fact that we had a hit goddamn book and we had promised everybody we were going to spend money on a party, so we spent money on a party. However, even if it meant getting sponsorship, I would love to do a party again. I think it would be a very cool thing, and I think we could do it, make it even... I think we could make it even bigger. We could make it more fun. We could make it awesome, you know. And not to say it wasn't awesome this year, man. We had some great people. We had sponsored by Fleshlight. I don't know. I'll take Fleshlight money for a party. That'd be great. People that went. What was the total money you guys spent? This is Steve Cirillo in the chat room. I don't know if he's talking to. Talking to me about what we spent. I don't know exactly. I know what the last invoice I saw was over 4K. And that was including over 1,800 in drink tickets alone. Let me tell y'all something about fucking drink tickets. Drink tickets are vouchers where you buy the most expensive drink they have available. So every fucking thing that we bought was $11. It was $11 drinks. Every single thing. It was super, super crazy. So yeah, this time a big indignation. That's very, very hopeful. So I don't know. We're gonna turn our attention to South by Southwest now. Hopefully we'll do something really, really cool at South by Southwest, and then you know, we will focus on Dragon Con again. But South by Southwest, I got some cool ideas for South by Southwest this time. So hopefully we'll be able to hook that up. All right. Well, here, listen, guys. Here's the deal. I'm gonna have to break it off right here because I am still packing and I got to get ready to go, you know, have everything ready to go for this trip. So thank you guys all for watching. Sorry to cut this thing short. But I will talk to you all very, 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 very soon. Good evening, folks. I will talk to you. Can't talk about politics now. I'll go live from the road. It'll be a fun time. Peace out, guys.